From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 86, Rob Parker.
Welcome into Inside the Parker. I'm your host, Rob Parker. What a show we have for you. We're breaking down barriers. We have Lonnie Murray, the first African-American female certified player agent. She joins us on the program. Plus, we'll preview the 2020 Philadelphia Phillies, that and much more. But first, getting robbed.
Batter up!
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep them up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball. Number one.
The baseball schedule is out. We're a couple of weeks away to perhaps just maybe opening day, July 23rd, the Yankees and the Nationals in the day game. And then you have the nightcap, the Giants and the Dodgers. So we're ready for baseball. Well, not all of us. There were some players who have opted out. At last count, it was nine. There were some other guys on the fence. We already know, like David Price from the Dodgers and Nick Markakis is not going to partake. And you know what? I give everybody a pass if they don't want to play, if they have health concerns. If Mike Trout's wife is expecting a baby and he wants to be cautious and not jeopardize the health of his child. All of those reasons are good reasons. And there's no reason to bash a guy because they bow out during this time with the pandemic. I'm all for it. The people who want to join in and want to give it a shot and play, my hat's off to them. But I respect the people who don't want to play as well.
Number two.
We saw the big news. We saw the headlines. That's right. Patrick Mahomes got cashed out. A $503 million contract, at least on paper. You know, his dad used to be a major league pitcher, Pat Mahomes. But yes, Patrick Mahomes just broke the bank in the NFL, or so they say. Or, kids, pull up a chair. Or is it still Mike Trout's contract, $426 million with the Angels? Which contract is better? I hate to break it to the NFLers. It's the Major League Baseball contract of Mike Trout. It's all guaranteed cheddar. Remember, it's always better with the cheddar. There are all kinds of stipulations and questions and things that have to be triggered in the Mahomes deal to make it worth that. And the chances of him still playing in Kansas City 12 years from now just aren't really realistic. Basically, it's only $163 million somewhere in that neighborhood that's fully guaranteed. All the rest is maybe, woulda, coulda, shoulda, maybe. But when it comes to baseball, I'll give the players' union and the players credit. They get all their money guaranteed. So no matter what happens to Mike Trout, he will get paid in full every nickel of that $426 million. That's something to think about if you're deciding to play football or baseball.
Number three.
Major League Baseball umpire Cowboy Joe West has made a lot of bad calls, or some bad calls in his career behind the plate and on the field, but this one is definitely foul. Somehow, someway, the 67-year-old umpire who has decided to umpire during the coronavirus as Major League Baseball gets ready to get its season started on July 23rd, had some strange words and comments about Rona. Cowboy Joe West somehow, someway says that he doesn't believe that the U.S. Corona deaths are actually from the coronavirus. I cannot figure out, and of course there have been pushback to Joe West and his comments. That's why he's saying he's going to be a part of it. Roughly, Cowboy Joe West, over 130,000 people in the United States have died from related to the coronavirus It seems kind of weird. His direct quote was, quote, "I don't believe in my heart that all these deaths have been from the coronavirus." That's the guy who's going to be behind the plate calling balls and strikes. I'm not so sure if I can buy into Cowboy Joe West and his thought process.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, let's welcome to the podcast Lonnie Murray, the first African-American female Major League Baseball Players Association certified player agent. Welcome to the podcast, Lonnie.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And I'm just going to let people know that your husband is Dave Stewart, the former Major League pitcher, so people know your love for baseball, right?
Yeah, or why his is.
Right. That's right. So tell me, how did you get involved in the agent game?
When things went bad between David and the Blue Jays back in the day, he decided at that point he didn't want or was not going to work out on the MLB side, given the disparities. And so he wanted to be on the other side. And so putting our heads together, let's represent players. Let's be on the other side.
And for you to get involved, what were you doing that changed where you thought this would be a great idea? And you know how hard it is to get certified, and then there aren't that many women, especially a black woman. Did you think about that or any of those barriers that maybe it wouldn't be that easy?
No, never thought of it.
So you just decided, I'm going to go through with it, and this is what I want to do.
You do what you got to do. And if you're doing it for the right reasons, nothing's going to stop you from doing it or getting it done.
Can you name some of the players? Give me some names of players that you guys have represented throughout the years.
Chad Billingsley, who we're most proud of, doing great now with his family, was with the Dodgers. Currently, Bruce Maxwell. Very happy about him. He put me on the spot. I know somebody's going to feel left out when I don't say their name.
I know you can't name
Eric
everybody.
Thomas.
All right. That is awesome. You just mentioned Maxwell. He's a unique person. Obviously, he was one. I think the only baseball player who kneeled during the national anthem. And currently, yeah. He's not with the team. Is there a chance that he could get picked up?
Yes. There is one team that we're in discussion with right now. And in fairness to the Oakland Athletics, they did extend an offer to him prior to this season beginning. But Bruce wanted to help bring the Monclova Aceros back to another championship this year. So he declined.
Okay, so there was an opportunity for him. That's good information and knowledge.
Yeah.
Our guest is Lonnie Murray. She is the first African-American female who is a certified by the Players Union agent in Major League Baseball. Talk about this year's draft. Did you have anybody of note who was drafted? Please tell us.
Isaiah Green, second round with the Mets. Anthony Walters, third round, also with the Mets. L.J. Jones in the fifth round with the Cardinals. And then several free agent signs.
That's a nice haul there.
Talk
about the difference between, we just saw the big contract for Patrick Mahomes. Of course, his dad played in the major leagues, but Patrick Mahomes in the NFL with the Chiefs, $503 million. Even though when you pull back the covers, only about $163 is guaranteed. Talk about the difference between the NFL and Major League Baseball, where when you sign a deal and you're Bruce and you're Mike Trout, you get the $426.
You get your money. Yes, it is all guaranteed. Period. That's the interesting part, and probably why I wouldn't get involved in football representation. I don't even know how those agents you know, how you go about getting paid or counting on payment.
No, it definitely is tough when you think about it. The leagues are so opposite. But
yes.
Lonnie, her business is called, it's a San Diego-based firm called Sports Management Partners. And if anybody's interested, people always, as a sports writer, people always ask me about trying to get into that business. What advice would you have for somebody who wants to be an agent, and what are the steps?
Go to amateur games. I would recommend that 100% and start learning how to scout players. Get well versed in that, and then start making relationships within the industry, and that can start at the ground level with area scouts at the games. Then start working your way up to pro games. Know what it is that you're talking about.
Absolutely. And last thing, when it comes to baseball, where did you grow up and what team did you like growing up?
Oh, I grew up in Washington State, so it was the Mariners and Ken Griffey Jr. I used to work at the Kingdome.
Did you?
The Kingdome.
Yeah, that wasn't the greatest place for a baseball game, but Ken Griffey Jr.,
yes.
What did you do there at the Kingdome?
We opened Starbucks when it started. I was one of two. There was a small little closet that they made into a Starbucks booth to see if it was going to work or not.
That is unbelievable. Did you think
when
you first tried the Starbucks that it was going to be that as big as it turned into or not?
Oh, I hated coffee. I thought it was terrible. And I got to tell you, years later, I had the opportunity through Tony La Russa to meet Howard Schultz. So it was pretty funny how life comes full circle.
No doubt. Well, her name is Lonnie Murray. And we appreciate you joining us. Much success, continued success here on the Inside the Parker podcast.
Thanks for having me.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Central. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
All right, projections are a big part of sports. We always want to predict what's going to happen next to make ourselves sound smarter, you know. Let's chat about our friends at Baseball Prospectus, one of the titans of the stats industry. Now, they own a proprietary system called PECOTA, or Player Empirical Comparison and Optimization Test Algorithm. Yes, it is very much catchier as an acronym. Now, what does PECOTA do? Well, it takes a player's past performance and tries to project the most likely outcome for the following season. Its path doesn't just follow them through the basic numbers. It's the numbers that make up the numbers, et cetera, et cetera, to find the ones that are the most repeatable and which ones were probably a little bit lucky. Batting average on balls in play, or BABIP, that can vary greatly from year to year. Strikeout rate? Well, that's more sustainable. And it's not just for players either. Baseball Prospectus takes PECOTA and projects it toward their standings, trying to predict playoff odds for teams based on the said system. Now, what do the PECOTA standings say about the season, however abbreviated it may be? Well, it loves the Yankees, Twins, and Astros in the AL, no surprise there, each with a 75% chance or better of winning their respective divisions. Now, in the NL, the Dodgers own the West with a 99.6% chance of winning the division, but they also have a pair of surprising entrants winning the East and Central, as the Mets and Reds own the best odds to take the crown. Now, when it all plays out, Rob, don't be shocked if PECOTA had it right all along.
Now it's time for some Diamond Dust with Wish TV's Phil Sanchez.
Out of here!
He played baseball in college. Now hear his MLB knowledge.
So there were two stories this week, Rob, that really grabbed my attention. One is the Cleveland Indians and the possibility of changing the team's name. This after the Washington Redskins announced they are finally considering changing their name. Well, Cleveland manager Terry Francona sounds like he's on board with a name change. Francona told reporters that although the organization isn't trying to be disrespectful, it's time to, quote, move forward. So if the tribe does actually move forward, what should the future name of the team be? Well, of course, you can bet on that. And the odds-on favorite is the Naps, which was the team's name prior to becoming the Indians back in 1915. Now, the name was in honor of former second baseman Nap LaJoie. Meanwhile, is there a chance that Nashville, Tennessee could be landing a landing spot for an expansion team? Well, it's starting to look like that. So much so that former Red Sox manager Dave Dombrowski is moving to the Music City to help make it happen. Dombrowski is joining Music City Baseball, which was formed in 2019 with the goal of bringing an expansion franchise to Nashville in the next few years. The group is hoping to become the first MLB team with African-American majority ownership. Also a part of Music City Baseball, former 20-game winner and GM Dave Stewart and Hall of Fame manager Tony La Russa.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto: if I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, let's welcome to the podcast Scott Lauber, who covers the Philadelphia Phillies for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Welcome to the podcast, Scott.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Doing great. Let's talk about the Phillies. Last year, 81-81, did not make the playoffs, made some changes. The biggest one, of course, Joe Girardi is now the manager of the Phillies. Tell me what kind of effect he could have on this team.
Well, they certainly think he can have a big effect. If you look at some of the changes that they made around him, you know, they brought in Zach Wheeler, who's an accomplished pitcher, had been with the Mets, signed him for a lot of money, $118 million, and then they brought in D.D. Gregorius, a veteran shortstop on a one-year deal. Otherwise, it's really the same club they had last year. So they believe Girardi can help make the difference between a 500 club and one that's going to have a shot at making the playoffs. They look at him as a guy who spent 10 years in New York. You do that, you come in, you bring a certain amount of, I think, gravitas and respect to the position. In spring training, we saw that right away, that it wasn't necessarily a vastly different camp in terms of what they were doing on the field, but it just felt a little bit different. It felt like it was a bit of a tighter ship a little bit. It felt like it was a little, there was some professionalism that was brought in, just the way he does things. And I think players responded to that. So they're hoping, especially over a short sprint like this, that the manager can make a big difference. We'll see exactly how much that manifests itself on the field, though.
You mentioned Wheeler coming in. What about Jake Arrieta? I mean, he's the guy that they really need to bounce back.
Yeah, I mean, they sure do. And, you know, Arrieta likes to point to, you know, the fact that over the last two seasons with the Phillies, when he's been healthy, he's been relatively effective. That's actually true. I mean, if you look at it, 2 years ago in 2018, he was actually having a really good season two-thirds of the way through. Then he hurt his knee. His last 6 or 8 weeks of the season were just a disaster, and they colored his numbers. Last year, you know, he pitches for a good deal of the middle of the season with a bone spur in his elbow, has to have surgery and shut it down. So when he's been healthy, he's been all right. They need him to be more than all right. He's their number three starter behind Nola and Wheeler. They need him to make his 12 starts this year or whatever it is he's going to get, and they need him to do it well. They don't need him to be the Jake Arrieta of 2015-16 with the Cubs, but they need a guy who's going to be steady, who's going to make all of those starts, and who's going to keep them in games and give them a chance to win it.
Where is Andrew McCutchen? Will he be ready to play for this 60-game season?
Yeah, you know, I think if anyone benefited from the delayed start, it was Andrew McCutchen. He would not have been ready on day one on March 26th if they had started in time. He had major knee surgery last year, ACL repair. Not a whole lot of baseball players get that, you know, have that injury and get that surgery. You hear about it a lot more in the NBA and the NFL. He wouldn't have been ready. They didn't think he was going to be too delayed, but, you know, the shutdown gave him a chance to complete his rehab. He's now more than a year post-op. He's going to be ready for opening day. Just watching the last few days, he does look to be moving around a little bit better than he was in spring training, but he's missed a lot of time. You know, he didn't have the last 3 months of last year. So, you know, we'll certainly see what kind of player he is coming back. But, you know, he even made the point that a 60-game season might help him as well, because not only will he, does he have, has he had the full year to recover, but he also doesn't have to worry about getting through a 162-game grind either. He can get back into this and sprint to the finish and let it all go for 60 games and see what happens.
Our guest is Scott Lauber from the Philadelphia Inquirer. He covers the Phillies. And give me a name of some young player or rookie or somebody who could have an impact that we don't know about.
So the two names that pop to mind right away, of course, are Spencer Howard and Alec Bohm. Bohm is a third baseman, has a lot of power, probably would have made his debut at some point this year anyway, would not have been on the opening day roster, but he should be a factor here, especially with the advent of the designated hitter. You know, the National League, you don't build your team with that in mind, so he's going to have at-bats, whether it's at third base or DH, at some point during the 60-game season. He's a guy that they're hoping will be their third baseman of the future, and the future maybe speeds up a little bit now for him. Howard is a pitcher, was a guy the Phillies were concerned about in spring training because he only threw about 90 innings last year with an injury. They were hopeful that he would help them at some point this season, but they were trying to figure out how can we maximize his impact given the innings restriction that he would have been on. Well, that's out the window now because it's a 60-game season. It's possible he's inserted into the starting rotation at some point early on, and they look at him like Bohm as a guy who's going to be a big part of their future. So I think that gets sped up for him as well, and you could see him make, I don't know if he'll make, you know, a full 12 starts, but he could make 8 to 10, and if he can make 8 to 10 good starts, that'll help give the rotation a lift.
Last thing, will the Phillies make the playoffs, yes or no?
I'm going to tell you no. I'm going to tell you why. I think their schedule is just an absolute bear. You know, the National League East in and of itself, you've got the defending champs and the Nats, you've got the Braves, and you've got the Mets, all really good teams. Now throw in the American League East, you're playing the Yankees four times, you're playing the Rays six times, you finish with the Rays down in Tampa, you're playing the Red Sox, I believe it's four times. So you've got a really, really tough schedule here. I'm going to tell you no, but, you know, again, I think they'll be in that 30 to 33 win range, and if you're in that range, you're going to be a bubble team. So I think they're on the bubble, but strength of schedule, I think, is again working against them.
His name, Scott Lauber from the Philadelphia Inquirer. We appreciate you. Thanks for joining the podcast.
Anytime, Rob.
Hey, what's that?
That ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, here's ShadowLeague.com MLB insider, J.R. Gamble.
All right, J.R., so far 9 players have opted out of the 2020 MLB season, and superstar Mike Trout is considering not playing because his wife is expecting their first child, and he's unsure about the safety of playing during the pandemic. Is it foul or is it fair that Trout is considering not playing?
That's foul.
That is a foul ball.
That's like LeBron bailing out on the NBA season. Should we even have one at that point? While the pandemic has definitely spread fear across sports, and it's been established that players are taking some health risks once the season was signed off on. However, now MLB needs its best players, especially a guy considered one of the greatest players of all time, to play. It's almost typical Trout, like pay me $400 million to play on a team that doesn't win, doesn't make the playoffs, that don't expect me to do any commercials or PR to help elevate the game or be a face of baseball because I'm kind of shy. I'm not really into leading baseball into the next generation, just getting paid like it. You have to once again question Trout's leadership there. Football isn't like the NBA, where you have superstars oozing out of every gym. MLB has been on a constant search for another Ken Griffey Jr. type personality and trying desperately to keep the cultural connection with the younger generation. Trout is actually a name that they know. And for him to consider not playing shows that these kinds of things, being a true ambassador for the game, is something Trout remains uninterested in
and will continue to hurt the sport. I know Charles wants to be there for the birth of his child, but
bad enough MLB will play with no fans. It can't survive playing without any stars.
Take out the papers in the trash!
It's time for Trash Talk Twitter. Twitter. Your chance to trash anyone or anything in Major League Baseball.
This week's winner is Jay Sinatra. He tweeted me this: the coward lack of leadership frat that are hashtag MLB owners for not only collectively but as individuals not coming out and offering 1 ounce of support to Black Lives Matter or racial equality since George Floyd. They'll be more than happy to count the black money purchases of jerseys, fitteds, and tickets, though. If you want to win a new era snapback hat, hit me up, trash anyone or anything in the world of baseball. And if we use your tweet next week, you could win just like Jay Sinatra.
Now bring in the closer.
Track one.
Track two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA. And it isn't even close.
The reason that baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL is example right here as we get ready to restart the games, hopefully. Even with the restarting of the NBA, people pretty much, the same teams that were expected to win, you know, like the Clippers, the Lakers, or the Bucks, are still the teams that most people believe is still going to be crowned the NBA champion when this is all said and done, at, you know, and that Mickey Mouse bubble championship is crowned in Orlando. But when you talk about baseball and you talk about just a 60-game season and all the things that can happen, I'm not so sure that everybody's convinced that the Dodgers and Yankees, the two best teams on paper at least, will be the last two teams standing. Baseball is definitely different because you don't know what kind of pitching you're going to get. You don't know if hitters are going to be in a slump. Somebody might stumble out of the gate when you're talking about 60 games. So this is going to be interesting. This will be interesting. It will not be the same old, and I think that's what you're going to get when you talk about the NBA playoffs. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.